So you mentioned a combination immune checkpoint therapy. Of course, we have anti-CTLA-4 and anti-PD-1, PD-L1, but what about some of the other agents you mentioned, IDO inhibitors? I know there's one that's actually got a name now, epacadostat. What are those? And in general, what is the thinking now in terms of looking at other checkpoints? There's TIM-3 and LAG-3. Any thoughts about those?
What I see happening with the epacadostat is that, again, you're converting some of those PD. One of the interesting things with epacadostat is that PD-L1 is actually a pretty good marker for IDO inhibition. And IDO1 expression is a pretty good marker for PD-1 inhibition. And I think it kind of points to a common etiology. And I think what you're doing is you're taking, instead of, say, converting 50% of the PD-L1 positive tumors into responders with IDO plus PD-1, you're converting maybe 60 to 70% of the hot tumors into responders. And I think something similar happening with the LAG-3 and TIM-3 inhibitors. One of the things that are fascinating to me at ASCO was the drug that's known as relatlimab, I think if I'm pronouncing that correctly. I think Paolo Ascierto presented that data at ASCO. Basically, it's a LAG-3 on antibody with PD-1. And what they showed is that there's a lag. The response rate was modest. It was like in the 11 to 14% range. So not a earth-shattering response rate. But this was in the PD-1 refractory population. And they had this marker, LAG-3 expression. And the LAG-3 positive group is where most of the responders were. So I feel like that's a huge step forward because now we have a marker. You could probably hone down in that PD-1 non-responsive population and get to the marker positive.